Hello everyone, this is Krishna. Today we are going to talk about One Rank, One Pension Scheme. One Rank, One Pension Scheme, it was introduced by the Modi government. Earlier it was also in place. One Rank, One Pension means the payment of the same pension to defense personnel for the same rank and for the same length of service, and that too irrespective of the date of retirement. If we talk about the current system of pension, it depends upon the last salary drawn, that is 50% of the last salary drawn is typically the pension over and above which you get other allowances. So here importance is given to last salary drawn and length of service. The present issue with the defense pension is that if we took some examples, we will find that a lieutenant general who retired in 1995, he will get pension that is 10% lower than a colonel who retired after 2006. Similarly, a jawan who retired in 1995 will get a pension which is 80% less than his counterpart who retired on or after 1 January 2006. So the basic demand underlying ORFP was to do away with this disparity. And if we talk about its history of one rank, one pension, in 1973, Indira Gandhi led Congress. It terminated the ORFP. Earlier, it has been in vogue for 26 years. And since independence, it has been. And this scheme was terminated through an administrative order. In addition to this, a new commission was introduced that was known as Third Pay Commission. And this Third Pay Commission, it increased the pension of civilians and reduced the pension of soldiers. After this, in 1986, a new scheme came up. Rank pay scheme was introduced by Rajiv Gandhi led Indian National Congress in the wake of 4th Central Commission that reduced the basic pay of 7 armed officers rank in all armed forces by fixed amounts designated as rank pay. This caused not only reduction in grade pay but it also caused asymmetries in rank equivalence between officers from IPS and armed officers. Also, it affected basic pay, allowances, status and pension of thousands of officers in armed forces in the service in January 1986. And decades after that, it was still affecting the thousands of officers. So this made veterans protest and return their medals. Thus, government appointed the Koshyari Committee. What this Koshyari Committee did, it was 10-member panel formed under the chairmanship of Bhagat Singh Koshyari. He submitted its report in 2011 and the government accepted the demands of the veterans and defined one rank, one pension as a uniform pension to be paid to armed forces personnel retiring in the same rank with the same length of service irrespective of their date of retirement and any future enhancement in the rate of pension to be automatically passed on to the past pensioners. Despite the report, the UPA government was slow to reach out to the veterans and implement ORFP. Finally, the UPA government implemented it on 26 February 2014 when its interim budget came. And the amount it released was just 500 crore, which was too meager and inadequate to satisfy the veterans. If we talk about the current scenario, after that came the BJP government, that is NDA government, National Democratic Alliance, and it accepted it and it has already released 5,500 crore. But still there are some grievances. Talking about the grievances, as the government proposed and what were the veterans proposals, veterans at armed officers proposals. Government proposed that pension will be refined for all pensioners in the same rank as the average of the minimum and maximum pension in 2013. So government focused on the average of the minimum and maximum pension that was in 2013 and that should be the base. While as veterans, they propose that the maximum should be taken as the base and not the average. Also, government proposed that base year should be 2013 in any case, but veterans proposed that the base year should be 2015. Also, government proposed a review after every 5 years, but veterans' proposal was that it should be an annual review, since 5 years would lead to differences in pension between a senior and a junior. Also, there was civil pay parity that will go away with this one rank one pension. If we talk about some steps that Supreme Court suggested, They were first either the inclusion of representation of armed forces should be in the central pay commission. Yeah, they should get representation in the armed in the central pay, or a separate armed forces pay commission should be introduced. Also, second point is government should resolve the issue of civil military disparity as well as the combat non-combat officers pension disparity in time bound manner. And this is necessary to honor the military and give them what is rightfully theirs. If we talk about the hurdles that are there in implementing the one rank, one pension fully, it has been implemented, but not fully. So there are some hurdles. First one is the financial hurdle. The estimated cost of fully implementing the one rank, one pension is around rupees 8,000 to rupees 10,000 crore. 8,000 crore to 10,000 crore. And this will increase on further revision of salary, so it could lead to increase in fiscal deficit. Also, expenditure on arrears to be around 10,000 crore. But for the soldiers who protect us, this should not be a concern. Financial hurdle should not be there. When they are ready to sacrifice for us, money should never come in between them. It's a matter of national security. So that was all. Thank you, everyone.